Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I hope you can stay with me and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. I hope I find you and yours well, as I am at this end. Just to remind you, as I do every week, that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, you can contact me at any time by email, joebullard2@aircom.net. And for people outside of Ireland, I do find it necessary, although some people may find this tiresome, I do find it necessary to spell Aircom. So we'll do the whole lot. JoeBullard, and a figure 2 at eircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. If you've got a comment, an observation, a request, a dedication, whatever, feel free to contact me. And of course, you can become one of my friends on Facebook or a follower on Twitter. Joe Blogs in Bray, JoeBloggsInBray. And become one of my followers. More and more people are doing that this week. Well, we've got some old favourites on the show this week and some new tracks and memory joggers and songs that you may not have heard and some old Irish-American songs as well. We're starting off with a good track here from the lovely Trudy Lawlor, The Rose of Moon Coin.
Sweet is to roam by the sunny shore stream and to hear the dove coo neath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moon Coin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your water so clear, sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of flows down by Moon Coin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your water so clear, sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moon Coin. She has sailed far away, o'er the dark roaming foam, far away from her friends and her dear Irish home, the fisherman sports with his small boat and line on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moon Point. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along by your water so clear. Sounds the lark's merry song on your green banks. I'll wander where first I did join. Green banks I wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moon Point. With you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moon Point.
I could never tire of listening to that lady singing. Was Trudy Lawler and her lovely interpretation of The Rose of Moon Coin. Now, you all know, well, regular listeners will know, that the Dublin City Ramblers are one of my favourite ballad groups. I came across a track of theirs the other day that I hadn't heard before, so we listened to it together. It's just called The Dublin Rambler from the Dublin City Ramblers.
Come from around by Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, cause I'm never down for very long. Sure, I'm always on the go, but there's one thing that I love all right. It's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. Did you ever stroll down Capel Street late on a summer's morning? Jump into Slats for a pint of stout, then on down to the quay. I carry on out to Kilmainham Jail and back by the new Royal Hospital, where the TVs in their evening suits are often to be seen. Oh, I come from around my Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, cause I'm never around for very long. Sure, I'm always on the go, but there's one thing that I love all right. It's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. Have you ever been to Dollymount and gazed out to the ocean, where the Bailey and the Hill of Hope are a wondrous sight to see? Take an amble through St. Dan's Estate and out by the Kilester Gate. Watch the young lads playing football and climbing in the trees. Oh, I come from around my Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, cause I'm never around for very long. Sure, I'm always on the go, but there's one thing that I love all right. It's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. Well, I often go to Stephen's Green for a walk among the gardens, or to Killinour or to Wildstock for a tune down Merrion Road. And after the evening out on the town is the chipper for the one and one, but the TDs in their evening suits, it's not the place to go. Oh, I come from around my Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, cause I'm never around for very long. Sure, I'm always on the go, but there's one thing that I love all right. It's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool, I wanted to come home. Oh, I come from around my Beggar's Bush, and they call me the Dublin Rambler, cause I'm never around for very long. Sure, I'm always on the go,
But there's one thing that I love all right. It's a pint with the lads on a Sunday night. I once spent a while in London, but soon came back to Dublin. Sang around the pubs in Liverpool. I wanted to come home.
Now, I'll dedicate that to all my listeners from Dublin. No matter what part of the world you're in, if you're from Dublin, I'll dedicate that from you because it'll bring you that nearer home, won't it? And we're still in Dublin. Well, I suppose it makes a change from Donegal or Mayo, but we will be visiting those later on in the programme. But here's Jim McCann telling us all about the Spanish Lady. Now, to be honest with you, friends, I'm never quite sure what this song is all about. I know I've played Johnny McAvoy's version of it at some stage, and somebody else's, was it the High Kings? But I'm not quite sure what the song is actually all about. Here's Jim McCann and the Spanish Lady.
As I went out through Dublin City at the hour of 12 in the night, who should I see but the Spanish lady washing her feet by candlelight. First she washed them, then she dried them over a fire of amber coal. In all me life I ne'er did see a maid so neat about the soul. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. As I came back through Dublin City at the time of 8:30, who should I see but the Spanish lady brushing her hair so trim and neat. First she teased it, then she brushed it, on her lap was a silver comb. In all me life I ne'er did see so fair a maid since I did roam. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. As I went round old Dublin City when the sun began to set, who should I meet but the Spanish lady catching a moth in a golden net. When she spied me quick she fled me, lifting her petticoat over the knee. In all me life I ne'er did see a maid so gay as the Spanish lady. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. I stopped to look, but the watchman passed. Says he, young fella, now the night is late. Along with you now, or I will wrestle you straightway through the Bridewell Gate. I threw a kiss to the Spanish lady, hot as a fire of angry coal. In all me life, I ne'er did see a maid so sweet about the soul. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. As I went out through Dublin City, as the hour of dawn was o'er, who should I see but the Spanish lady? I was lonely and footsore. First she coaxed me, then she chid me, then she laughed at my sad plight. In all me time I ne'er did see a maid so sweet as on that night. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. I've wandered north and I've wandered south, through Stony Batter and Patrick's Close, up and around by the Gloucester Diamond and round by Napper Tandy's house. Old age has laid her hand on me, cold as a fire of ashy coal. But where is the lovely Spanish lady, neat and sweet about the soul? Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay.
Here we have Foster and Allen singing a song that is not an Irish song. I think it's an old Victorian song. Well, it's a sad little song entitled The Ring Your Mother Wore.
his daughter farewell. His roof she was leaving that day. "You're going to be married," he said with a sigh. "From the old home you're going away. I can't give you riches, it's true, but here is a gift I have treasured for you. It's the ring your mother wore on the day she took my name. Just a plain gold band I placed on her hand when my partner in life she became. It's a simple gift, I know, but my fondest wish would be, may it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me." He said, "You must both pull together through life and treat all your cares with a smile. Be loving and willing and be a good wife." She was loving and true all the time. "And darling, wherever you go, this keepsake will bring you good fortune, I know. It's the ring your mother wore on the day she took my name. Just a plain gold band I placed on her hand when my partner in life she became. It's a simple gift, I know, but my fondest wish would be, may it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me. May it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me."
I never tire of listening to Foster and Allen, and we'll be getting some new material from them in the very near future, so I've been promised. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played Julie Andrews singing the Kerry Dances. Remember, she was about 14 years of age. I was explaining at the time how she started life in the UK. Her parents were very talented and were musical artists, both of them. And they had Julie on stage, I think, when she was about 12. That's before she moved to the US and became Mrs. Sound of Music Woman. But here she's singing a lovely song. It's from Finian's Rainbow, a song that I played a couple of weeks ago, also by Maureen Hegarty. Here's Julie Andrews and How Are Things in Glocomora.
I hear a bird, a Londonderry bird. It well may be he's bringing me a cheering word. I hear a breeze, a River Shannon breeze. It well may be it's followed me across the sea. Then tell me, please, how are things in Glocomora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycove, through Killybegs, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glocomora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with a twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each along the way, and each lad that comes a whistling to Raleigh. How are things in Glaucomora this fine day? How are things in Glaucomora this fine day?
Perhaps it's the musician coming out in me, but I love the arrangement of the orchestra on that one, and Julie Andrews and How Are Things in Glaucomora. Well, here, Dermot O'Brien, and Dermot, a wonderful musician. Once again, he's no longer with us, he's gone to God, but Dermot was a fine musician, fine songwriter, and quite a good singer. And he, in a reminiscing mood, When I Remember You.
When the leaves begin to grow in the springtime, and the cruel days of winter are all through, as the ploughboy tills the fields to the wind, the oak tree yields, that's the time of year when I remember you. For 'twas in the spring we met, and I never will forget, that's the time of year when I remember you. When the fields are fresh and green in the summer, and the wildflowers bloom beside the mountain stream, I can see your blue eyes still in the violets on the hill. That's the time of year you fill my every dream. It was in the summertime that you said you'd be mine. That's the time of year you fill my every dream. When the leaves begin to fall in the autumn, and the early morning mist is on the hill, and the farmer in the field reaps the summer's golden yield, that's the time of year I know I love you still. For 'twas then my golden band I placed upon your hand, and that's the time of year I know I love you still. When the trees are cold and bare in the winter, and silently the snow begins to fall, and across the evening sky you can see the wild geese fly, that's the time of year I miss you most of all. 'Twas when winter days were nigh that we said our last goodbye, and that's the time of year I miss you most of all.
Before I play this next track, it needs a little bit of explanation. First of all, the singer, Patricia Cahill, always been a favourite singer of mine, although I've never had much of her material. In the, late 50s, early 60s, Patricia appeared regularly on, first of all, on the Gaiety Theatre as part of the Maureen Potter show, Maureen Potter being a well-known Irish comedienne for many years. Also, she appeared regularly on the newly arrived RTE, the television, because I think Ireland didn't get television till about 1961, and that's a guess. If anyone wants to email me and correct me, but it was around that time, and Patricia appeared. She has a lovely voice. Her singing teacher was a very good friend of mine, who incidentally was also blind, Dal McNulty. I've never had a lot of Patricia's material, but of late I've been able to lay my hands and my ears on some wonderful tracks by her. She now lives in Spain, retired from singing for many years. And here she's singing a wonderful song that I don't know I've ever played on Sounds Irish before. It's called She Moved Through the Fair. It's haunting and it has its own background. It's one of these songs that quite often, more times than not actually, it's sung unaccompanied. Here's Patricia Cahill and the haunting She Moved Through the Fair.
My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And she stepped away from me, and this she did say: it will not be long till our wedding day. She stepped away from me, and she moved through the fair. Fondly I watched her move here and move there, and then she went homeward with one step.
the wonderful atmospheric recording there of Patricia Cahill and She Moved Through the Fair. I think if you got a number of people together, maybe people who weren't Irish, five or six of them in a room and said, name me one Irish song. I'm sure, well, at least two or three of them would come up with this one. Here's Ruby Murray's version. Now, it seems that Donegan came home from America and his daughter came home with him. Now, the lads down in Ballyporeen hadn't seen the likes of this girl before. She was gorgeous, you see. And when the lads, they were all killing each other to get a date with her. So this guy, they went to a dance, and on the way home, he tried to steal a kiss and they fell into the stream. Well, of course, you know the story. She was all made up to the nines, as my mother would say. And when she came out of the stream, all her makeup was off. And, well, she looked like something that the dog dragged in. Here's Brendan O'Dowda and Donegan's daughter.
When Donegan came from the States, himself and his daughter were seen parading the principal streets of beautiful Ballyporeen. Her cheeks were as red as a rose, her hair twas a beautiful brown, and the boys, I suppose, were as thick now as crows, all tied to the tail of her gown. There were short men and long men and weak men and strong men and right men and wrong men were all to be seen. But Donegan's daughter from over the water, she gave them no quarter in Ballyporeen. She sang the most beautiful songs of the words we had never a hint. For our fingers went hammer and tongs at a running accompaniment. Like a dog running after a rat, such scrimmaging never was heard. Then down went her claws like a modern cat when he leaps on the back of a bird. For at every party she sang them all 40, from Achillamorty to wearing the green. A Donegan's daughter from over the water, her 'twas little they taught her in Ballytoreen. The Gerritys gave a big dance, the girls were all ribbons and tapes, but Miss Donegan gave them no chance with her perfectly wonderful shapes. And when she was taking the floor with a high-stepping bachelor boy, the rest of us scowled in the doorway and growled that was him we would surely destroy. There was kissing and squeezing and coaxing and teasing, and sure 'tis no reason such things should be seen. But Donegan's daughter from over the water, 'twas she made the slaughter in Ballyporeen. Coming home we were crossing a stream, I thought to beleaguer the bell. A struggle, a kiss and a scream, then into the river we fell. To me who could swim like a trout, she was only a trifling reverse. But when she came out, faith there wasn't much doubt, she was changed very much for the worse. For her roses had wilted, her wig it was tilted, the figure she'd built it was washed away clean. A Donegan's daughter from under the water, two pins would have bought her in Ballyporeen. There were short men and long men and weak men and strong men and right men and wrong men were all to be seen. But Donegan's daughter from over the water, she gave them no quarter in Ballyporeen.
Brendan O'Dowda telling us the sad but funny story of Donegan's daughter. Another one of those Percy French songs. An amazing songwriter Percy French was.